Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through and through. Just create.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord, my God, how many come today for change? How many come not to be the same? Oh, Lord, we come upon your name, oh, God. We call upon your name, oh, God. We come to worship you in truth and in spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, come on, everybody, give God all praise, glory, and honor, because he's worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We give you our honor, praise, and glory, oh God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask that you have your way right now. We welcome you in this place where we are, where our brothers and sisters are this day. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your light so shine upon us, oh God. Oh Lord, let it shine in all the darkest places in our life, oh God. Oh Lord, bringing us into your marvelous light, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ and the power of this name that we will not operate in darkness. Amen. That we have been delivered. Amen. To the glorious light of our Lord and our Father. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we come to trust you today, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would increase our faith to receive the miracle right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now, oh God. My God, we thank you, Father. Oh, bless your holy name, oh God. Have your will, oh God. We give you all honor, praise, and glory. And all the admiration, we trust your name above all names. And there's no one greater than you, oh God. It is you that created us, oh God, and not ourselves, oh God. It is you, Father God, that have done all things, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. It is you that have sent your holy that God is trying to save us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the blood that was shed on Calvary, amen. The blood that cleanses us, that washes us, that sanctifies us, that redeems us, that makes all things new, amen. We thank you for the blood that reaches to the highest mountains in our life, as far as to the lowest valleys in our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whatever it is that you're asking God for, come on and pull on your Lord in this present right now. Father God, we thank you for your presence, oh, you know your presence that is healing, that is delivering, oh God. So we thank you right now as we come touch you in the ground right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you that we can study your word on there, so more down in your name, touch it in the ground that you are in the midst of them, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you for being in the midst right now, God. We thank you, oh God, even after praying, you're already answered, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, that has that been with you in our child, oh God, where will we be, oh God? We thank you, oh God, for your hand to protect us around us right now. Let us protect you, oh God, from sin and all the dangers of this world. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, that you that overflows, oh God, and prepares the way, oh God, for your words and a good man steps the Lord, oh God. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you make us strong, to make us good, oh God, and all our steps, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we pray for every man of God around the world right now. Oh Lord, that every man will position themselves in the home, oh God. We call every man back to the home right now. We break every soul tie and chain that the enemy has handed them in. Every body is right there in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say to your word that it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We declare the come of the blood of Jesus Christ that all men are set free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Lord, we pray for the right position in order for the life of every man of God right now. We pray the blessing and favor of God that every other honor and respect be honored in this position as part of the household. Amen. In the peace of the home, in the name of Jesus Christ. God. Lord, we pray for every widow around the world. Lord, we pray right now, Jehovah Shammah, that you'll be that comfort, oh God. Let peace come and be filled in the name of Jesus Christ. And let us, we pray for every orphanage right now, God, that you send your word, oh God, to your orphan, that you are the father to the father. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, let every need be met. Amen. We pray for the loss of this world, oh God, that you are sent well with your word, your life, oh God. You will come, oh God, and hold in the front of you to come to know you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, as I cannot be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for our children in the world today. We pray their peace and protection, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, let your hands of protection be around our children, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to protect them, oh God. Lord, we come against every attack right now of Satan and his agents on the mind of our children. In the name of Jesus Christ, we counsel every assignment against our children. Hallelujah to your name, God. We declare the victory right now. Hallelujah. My God, we thank you, Lord God. And as we come, oh God, by faith to receive our forgiveness right now. Lord, as we humble ourselves before you, hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. We stand in your word, oh God, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9. You said that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish, face, and against which you're in front of them. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, and we just want to say thank you. We bind our ear every evil watch up on our lives. We follow the mouth of every evil speaker. We double the ears of every evil listener right now. That's the shedding up in our children in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we declare the God that you are in us and we are in you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, increases in love, oh God, increases in patience, oh God, increases in strength, amen. Increases in both that favor that comes from your name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh my Lord, my God, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow, oh God, the fruits of your spirit to take root and manifest in our actions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come to betray the God, for you are the Father and the Creator, amen. Oh Lord, break us in the glory of the way that you want us to be, amen. For we live a life that is not worthy and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, oh, come on in it. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, bless your name, Father. Oh, Lord, it's you, oh God. Lord, all we need is you, oh God. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without us, oh God. Don't do it without your strength, oh Saint. Don't do it without Helen Manning. Don't do it without Kevin Hudson. Don't do it without Shannon Jackson. Don't do it without Kevin Hudson, oh God. Don't do it without Connie Logan, oh God. Don't do it without us, oh God. Don't do it without my Aunt Ruth, the man, cousin Brenda, oh God. Don't do it without our family, oh God. Lord, you know what we need before we ask, oh God. So whatever you're doing in this season, oh God, remember your children this day, oh God, and rescue us, oh God, from all our troubles, amen, from every sickness and disease that are coming in the affliction that are playing our body right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the Lord's healing right now is here. We declare the Lord's breakthrough has come, oh God. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens today, oh God. Let us call our brothers that we will work home with us and sleep, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, my Lord, my God, we speak to everyone that shall not call us in our. We command to cut it out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak to every muscle in our lives. We command you to be carried in the sea. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. We declare the God that every step we take that will be stricken. We declare the God that every chair we put will be stricken. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we can call for that. My joy has come this morning. Amen. We will shoot in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We will not be denied. Amen. We will call out for the kingdom of God. We will my Lord, my God, we thank you, oh God, because you are the true God, the light that is in the way. And we just want to say, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. We come praying the prayer of thanksgiving. Just thank you, oh God, for keeping us. Thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Call us in our lifeline, oh God. It is you, oh God. It is you, oh God, that have done it for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless your name, Father. My we come against every hindrance spirit on the line right now. We come against every unteachable spirit, every rebellious spirit, every bitter spirit, every spirit of oppression and depression, anxiety, fear, pride, every spirit of self-righteousness. self-righteousness, self-delusion, self-pity, self-hatred. We come against that spirit with familiar spirit, fighting spirit, sleeping spirit, spirit of goodness, spirit of maimed. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, discomfort, pain. Right now, we come against every unforgiving spirit. We come against every emotional spirit, the version of spirit. We come against you right now. We come against every spirit of unworthiness, all this drama in our household or in our bloodline. We come against with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we command you to cease your work and die at the holy cross in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For we are the children of God, part of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We are sure of the spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask for God for restoration, oh God. Let restoration come right now, God. In the life of your children this day, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Fill us the fresh Holy Spirit of the living God. Fill us the fresh when we've been gifted, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, hey, come on, come on, my God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you strengthen the path on today, oh God. As the word goes forth, oh God, as you have your way, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, heaven and earth is not about us, oh God, it's all about you. Help us to keep our minds straight on you and the things of heaven, oh God, and not to be so fixated on the things of this world, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, hallelujah, for the God, let us not be tempted by the world and things of possession or conversation of this world. Oh, Lord, let me set on you all day, every day, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, Lord, we pray with spiritual alignment right now. We pray with the divine order in our life, divine unity in our home, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we need you right now, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, all that's in service and all that purpose that ought to be in service. We plead the precious blood over us right now, all that we prayed about, and we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the blood by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are protected and covered by the blood, protected by the blood, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way in this service, oh God. Have your way, God. Have your way. Right there, hi, yes, some out over. Right now, God, we thank you. We give it all up to you.
Yes.
We just stand up by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the power of his name, that we are blessed, and we can never be cursed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you, oh God, that you have set us free, oh God. We thank you, Father God, the prayer that you have for us, oh God, to prosper, oh God, to give us a hope in the future. And we thank you, oh God, as we walk into our newness today, we declare to God new beginnings, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, new day, new beginnings, amen. We thank you and we love you. And we show his prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in all that believe. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now, hallelujah. Come on, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Come on now, shout everybody. We're going to open up your line. I just want you to give God our praise, glory, and honor. And open up your mouth and shout glory, hallelujah. Come on, church, your line is open. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your shout. We want to go over here. You think God, you trust God, what God is going, what God is about to do. Just open up your mouth and shout glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Today. Come on, give God our praise and glory because he's worthy of your praise. Amen. He's worthy to be praised because it's you that have moved and touched you and not yourself. He that has filled you and not yourself. We're going to bless you
alone. Thank you for all your blessings, Lord. Thank you for my family.
He's
for
you, amen. We give him praise right now. We give him praise and we just be falling. Hallelujah. Because some of you love the enemy to take over your mind and your mouth. We shout glory, hallelujah, today. Hallelujah. Your walks lead to the same. Praise confuses the enemy. Amen. Praise brings deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you be set free today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody.
Yes.
Welcome. Glory, glory, glory. We thank God.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. We thank you. We thank God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. God has put it on my heart, so I got to give you what God gave me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down. Burn us down, Lord. Burn us down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down. Burn us down, Lord. Burn us down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down. How do you feel? I feel better. So much better.
Jesus.
Since I laid my burdens down, I feel better. So much better. Since I laid my burdens down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down.
Jesus.
Welcome everyone here to Sunday service.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the fire. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be caught up.
God is good.
Yes, and what God has.
Lord and word, it shall be praised.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Wake you up this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Have you clothed in your right mind. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Walking in his authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking us up this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
thank
for giving us your power,
yes,
and giving us your authority. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have given us the power to decree things.
Amen.
Call these things that be not as though they were.
Yes,
and we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for
yes,
giving us
Lord.
Your all and your all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we shall do so. We shall be thankful for you this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's 2 o'clock. It's this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
All day, every day, morning, noon, and night, hallelujah. I'm so used to getting on at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
and prepare, but you all, we do apologize. We had some things going on in the home, and so we had to move around. The enemy had been busy. I'm telling you, we had water. We had all kind of stuff going on in the house.
Yeah.
But we did not let it shake us, move us. God is good. We had to stay in the hotel last night, but we thank God we had the provisions to be able to do it, financial provisions to be able to take the things that's in the home. So we just thank God. We could have sat there and complained about it.
But don't let God and stop your praise.
Amen. We still was excited and happy about the things of God. My husband just stepped on in, took care of the things of the home, and we went and got a room and everything, and he was able to, I'm telling you, God is really doing a good thing. My husband, he's really just standing up.
You know, I thank you for that, Pastor. I'm hell or high waters. You see, we had some high waters here these last couple weeks, not just here in Houston, but here, you know, all over Louisiana, Houston, and other places. We had a lot of water, so that brings in a lot of invaders and things like that. You know, it's a lot of things that happen, but don't you let nothing stop your praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let nothing stop you.
Jesus.
See, it might try to hinder you for a little while. It might try to slow you down. It don't matter what it is that's going on in your life. Don't let nothing stop your praise. You know, this is the day that God has made for us.
Amen.
To rejoice and be exceedingly glad. And we're going to do just that. So welcome, everyone.
Welcome. I tell you, don't understand your praise. They don't know what you've been through or what you did with. But you get here, you don't even get into Sunday service and get on the line. And you're looking at the person, why are they so time to scream like that? You don't understand what they've been through and God is good. And you can confuse the enemy with your praise and understanding that. But God bless everyone here at Sunday service. Amen. Welcome. If it's your first time here in that Sunday service with us, we want to personally welcome you. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Colony Commanding.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we welcome you.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome. If it's your first time, we want to pray for you or pray with you. Amen. You're a blessed one. We want to welcome you in. We want to love on you right where you are.
Amen.
Pray about whatever it is that you're concerned about and cast all our cares and burdens on Jesus, on God. The Bible says that he cares for you, so cast all your cares upon him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome. It's so good to see everybody in Sunday service. Amen. Regis Kimberly Wefford. Amen. And because of putting together A. Ruth and May and Sister Connie Northern at the 2 o'clock service. Some of us at the 10 o'clock, but I thank you all for being here too with us as well.
Yeah.
Jamel Henderson, that's online. We have others that tune in online.
Amen.
They don't call in, but they actually go on and listen. Amen. A part of service. We thank God for you all. Our mother, Kathy Hudson, and our grandmother, Shannon Manning. Amen. And Sister Shanda Jackson. And my cousin Bonnie, I think that's our cousin Bonnie and Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. God is good. I'm telling you, God is doing a new thing. I keep saying this over and over.
Yes.
It keeps coming up. We've been in prayer for 30 days. Tonight will be our 31 days. And we wrap up our 31 days. Amen. I'm telling you, to fight through it, to keep on the good side of faith, to just press on and press in. And the way they came forward, God is looking for the ones that were trusting for the miracle. For the miracle. Not a man-made miracle. We're talking about a heavenly, a God-made miracle. A miracle from God in your life. Where it just seems man has already told you, it's no way, it's not going to happen, or you do this and that. God wants to do it right where you are. Hands off from there, but right where you are to do it. Amen. When it looked like they got a recording, and be like, wait a minute, ain't no way this could happen. This is God's power. We've never seen this before. God is still working those kind of miracles, but he's looking for the ones that will trust him for a miracle.
Amen.
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 God bless everyone here in Sunday service. I'm so excited. We're getting so ready. I'm excited. My husband's birthday is coming up, and oh God, it's been prophesied when he turns 40, and so we're about a little bit over a week away. So you turn 40, so I'm excited about what God is about to bless you with.
Amen.
The gift that God is about to pour into you, great and mighty. You all be ready. I'm telling you, it's been prophesied, so it shall come to pass.
Amen.
We believe it, and she shows that we receive it. Amen. Right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and ain't that but a gift from God, amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading, and I'll give our scripture reading, and then we'll have our two song selections, and then we'll be back for the pre-swear from Pastor Dorsey.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone. Today, you all, we're going to be coming up the book of John, St. John, you all, chapter 17, verse 9 through 19.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, if you want to follow me, it's the book of John, chapter 17, verse 9 through 19. Hallelujah. God bless everyone. The Bible reads as a New King James Version, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours is mine. Yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them
them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself that they also may be sanctified by the truth. Amen. So what is the Bible saying? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What did Jesus mean when he said, I am glorified through them? See, God's glory is the revelation of his character in presence. Amen. See, the lives of Jesus' disciples reveal his character, and he is present to the world through them. So does your life reveal Jesus' character in presence? When you look over your life and see where you are and see where God has brought you from and where you are today, does your life reveal Jesus' character in presence?
Hallelujah.
Jesus was asking in verse 11 that the disciples be united in harmony and love as the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are united. Amen. This is a strong, this is the strongest of all unions, you all. And I want you to understand this. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Jesus said in the beginning, he said, I pray for them and not them of the world. I pray for who are mine. Amen. So when we look in verse 12 here, hallelujah, he said, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Amen. Those who you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. So he is talking about Judas. Judas was the son of perdition, you all, who was lost because he betrayed Jesus. Hallelujah. We look in verse 13. Joy is a common theme in Christ's teachings, you all. He wants us to be joyful. Amen. See, the key to immeasurable joy is living in intimate contact with Christ, the source of all joy. So when we do, we will experience God's special care and protection. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will see the victory that God brings even when defeat seems certain. Amen. Like I said earlier, God is looking for the one that will trust him for the miracle. Amen. When it look like it's not going to work, when it look like it's going in the wrong direction, but when you trust God, amen, when you walk by faith and not by sight, and you trust God. When we look in verse 14 here, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It says, I've given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Amen. So the world hates Christians because Christians' values differ from the world. Amen. So though we live in this world, we are not of this world. Amen. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ, because Christ's followers don't cooperate with the world by joining in their sin, they are living accusations against the world's immorality. So the world follows Satan's agenda, and Satan is the avowed enemy of Jesus and his people. We have to understand there's two kingdoms that's operating here. It's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. In the kingdom of Satan, those that operate according to the worldly system. Amen. So we're at a battle with the world because we're not of the world. So they're going to come up against you every chance they get. But understand, hallelujah, you have the chief intercessor that's interceding for you. Amen. Our Lord and Savior that sits at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Intercede for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we wrap up here, God bless everyone. Understand this here in verse 17 to 19 here, you all. A follower of Christ becomes sanctified. We become sanctified. Amen. Set apart for a sacred use, cleansed and made holy. So through believing and obeying the word of God, he, brothers and sisters, has already accepted forgiveness through Christ, sacrificial death, you all. Amen. But daily application of God's word has a purifying effect on our minds and on our hearts. So scripture points out a sin. I want you to understand, scripture points out sin. It motivates us to confess, renew our relationship with Christ, and guides us back to the right path. Amen. See, Jesus didn't ask God to take believers out the world, but instead to use them in the world. Amen. Because Jesus sends us into the world, we should not try to escape from the world, or nor should we avoid our relationship with non-Christians. We are called to be the salt, hallelujah, the salt and the light of the world. Amen. And we are to do the work that God has sent us to do. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Stay right there, you all. We're going to have our song selection, and we'll be right back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pen. No matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. Oh, people of the Lord,
and the people of God, bless him.
Oh, let his praises ring. If I were an eagle, I would use my wings. Ooh, since I'm a believer, I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord.
Oh,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am so satisfied with my Savior. He means more to me than anything. How many will confess that today he means more to you than anything? Hallelujah. So we've come to the part of our service today, amen, to thank you, God, for this time, this set time, amen, to receive the preached word, amen, from Pastor Dorf, amen. And so at this time I present to you all here in Sunday service, amen, a man after God's own heart, a man willing to pray for you and with you, a man that is a mighty wisdom, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethic, a man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, a man that is head of his household and the priest of his home, amen, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, a man who keeps his word. I introduce to you all God's prophet and senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries, my husband, my loving, handsome, and faithful husband, Pastor Dorf, amen, and hallelujah. Pastor, man, I can hear you. I think maybe your phone is it on me, your line. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How about now? How's my volume?
Amen. I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Well, welcome everyone here to Sunday service this afternoon. I thank everyone for being here with us, being in attendance, being on one accord, able to receive the preached word of God. So let's get right on into it. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, yes, Father God, for every single moment, every single opportunity that you give to us each and every day, Father, to be able to hear a word from you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for speaking to us in
yes,
dreams,
Lord.
Father God, speaking to us while we are awake, speaking to us, Father God, when we're going, speaking to us,
yes,
Father
God,
when we are coming. We just want to say thank yes, you, Lord Jesus, for giving us
yes,
your
God.
Word, for giving us your promise, and us being able to receive it and to do exactly what you tell us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We
yes,
pray,
Lord.
Father God, and we're trusting and believing that every single word that you give us today, Father God, that it is your word and not the words of any stranger or the enemies. And we just want to
yes,
say thank
God.
You for being every single thought that's in our mind, every single feeling that's in our heart, and every
yes,
single
God.
Word that proceeds out of our mouth in the mighty name of Jesus.
In
we pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add or take anything away from it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We bind any unclean thoughts and any unclean spirits right now. We rebuke you from this place in
yes,
the mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus'
name
that we pray. And we all do say amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Again. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You have your Bibles with you this afternoon. I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 3. I want to give you a word that God has been ministering to me for about a week now. You know, God has been giving me a word. And I'm gonna share it with you. Go with me over here to Romans chapter 3, and I'll be reading some of this from the New King James Version of the Bible. A
amen.
Word God has given me, amen, has given me, church, was being right with God, being right with God. So that's what we'll be talking about this, being right with God this afternoon. And we thank God for every single word that he's given to his shepherd to be able to give to the fold. You know, being right with God, you know, we need to understand that this means that we got what God has, or we have what God has, okay?
Yes.
Who God is, so are we through himself. Who God is, so are we through himself, through Jesus Christ. You know, we are heirs to the throne. We are equal heirs to Christ. We are equal heirs to the kingdom
yes,
of God. We're able to receive instructions. We're able to receive a word from God. We're able, you know, to have God's angelic protection. You know, God has angels that are assigned to each and every one of us, each and every one of you. You know, God has angels that are assigned to you. And not only that, we have the protection of God. So we need to understand, you know, being right with God means that you are equal to Christ. And at first, I was going to take you through over here and show you this over here in Mark, in the book of Mark. But we're going to go over here to Romans chapter 3. I'm going to show you this. And if we get over there to the book of Mark, I'll show you that as well if we make it there. Romans chapter 3. And I'll start right here with verse 20. Romans chapter 3 and verse 20. Okay, Romans chapter 3 and verse 20, it reads that, therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. You know, his is capitalized, so it's in his sight. We're talking about in the sight of God, in the sight of Jesus. No flesh will be justified, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. 21 reads here, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed by the law and the prophets. 22, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. 25, whom God set forth as the propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed. And 26, we'll stop right there. We'll stop right now. I'll read 26. To demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Now, what I want to show you here, right here in Scripture, is that we all who have been justified by Christ, we all who have been justified by Christ, we have been set apart away from the sinful man, have been set apart away from the law as we know it, as the law that was given over to Moses. We know that the law definitely is a perfect law, but everyone who attempts to try to live by the law alone, we know that the law, according to Scripture here, was made for sinners. It was made for sinners. And every single one, amen, who try to live by the law, then what that means is that you are in that place or where you're operating or you're living in sin or under sin. So you're still living by trying to keep the rules and keep the whole law. When we have a justifier, we have a Savior who was able to keep all of the law, which every single one that is in him are counted as righteous, or you are counted as being right with God.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus. So Amen. Over here in 20, let me show you this in 20. So it's right here saying it's being justified. So this word right here is saying being justified. So I was asking God, so God, what is it that you're trying to show us? What are you trying to show us, you know, about being justified? See, we who have already been saved, and some of us, you know, have not been saved yet, but according to we who have already been saved, you have already been made right with God according to the grace of God, according to your faith in Jesus Christ. your faith in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Being justified, you know, what that means for us is us being in that place where we're no longer the sinful man, or we're no longer counted as being sinners. We're no longer in that place of being unjust. That means as being out of Christ, and we're being placed in that place of being, you know, in Christ. We're being in that place of being just. And this is done by the grace of God. Amen.
Yes,
so
Lord.
That's what makes you right with God. But see, here
amen.
It is that we, amen, who have been made right with God by the grace of God, which is Jesus Christ, we are
yes,
counted
Lord.
As righteous, but we still live in that sinful nature, and we live in that sinful mind because of the law or the rule, or this is what I have to do to be able to be in right with God. Okay?
Yes.
This is a very strategic plan of Satan to keep
yeah.
us in that place of believing that we are not right with God. Anyone, any man or woman that believes that they are not right with God, then that means that you're still conform to the sinfulness or to the sinful man or to the sinful woman. Do you realize that the day that you was born again, that you were no longer you were no longer in that place of being unjust? When you were born
amen.
Again, you have been adopted, or you have been called into this glorious faith of being right with God through Christ Jesus. God made a promise to our faithful father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that his seed will be blessed through Christ Jesus. So those of us who are born again, you are counted as righteous just as your father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they believe Christ. You're also counted righteous because you also believe Christ. And you accepted Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, which makes you right. So we should come out of that place of in our mind that thinking that we are not right with God. We're not justified with God. See, every single man, every single woman that God calls or that he justifies, he calls you out of a place to do something, to do a work. So I had to really
yes,
look
yes.
at that from the mindset of, okay, well, we know what justice is. Just when, according to the judicial system here that when we live in here in this world, you know, it says the justice. So we know that justice is being served by every single one that follows the law of the land. So I had to look at that. So we are law-abiding citizens according to. The law that is given of the government. We are law-abiding citizens. And everybody that does not obey the law, if you are found to be unjust, then that means that you can be arrested or you can be taken into custody and placed in a place in front of a judge where you will be judged if you obeyed the law or if you didn't obey the law. So we know that the just are the ones that abide by the law, okay? So if we look at that, how we're living right now, every single one that believes in Christ, you are counted as being righteous. So that means that you are abiding by the law because you are in Christ and Christ is in you and you're able to keep the law through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now,
yes, Lord.
Romans chapter 3 and verses 23. It reads here, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Now, every single body that are in this place of where you sin or you fall from grace, that means you know that you're have done something or live in a manner that is not pleasing to God, is not pleasing to man, you fall into that place of sin. Now, I'm not saying that we as believers will never sin. That's not what I'm saying. No, what I am saying is that God knew that you would be in a place to where you would be in sin. This is the reason why that God gave us a Savior, Jesus Christ, for us to be made right, for us to be back in that place of not being counted as sinners, but to be counted as righteous, to be counted as just, so we don't have to live a sin-filled life, and we can live a grace-filled life through Christ Jesus that brings us out of sin. Hallelujah. Being right with God, hallelujah, is through Christ Jesus. It's through the grace of God, which sanctifies us, which justifies us, just as God is, you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Now, the second point that I want to show you here, church, is, you know, God was showing me this earlier this week, me and Pastor Tawanika, God was showing me that justification. See, first I have to understand that what does the word justify? So God, you justified me. So I had to realize first that I had to be set apart. I had to be baptized by water first. Hallelujah. Confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Being baptized by water, hallelujah, and being baptized by the Holy Spirit, or being baptized into the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. This is the justification, hallelujah, being set apart. So being justified means to show or to prove to be right. Every single one that has received the Holy Spirit in the eyesight of God, not in the eyesight of man, or not in the eyesight of government, no, but in the eyesight of God, you are justified, hallelujah. And who God sets apart, hallelujah, you have to realize that you are free, and the proof is who you are now compared to who you used to be. Don't you know that some people that's right now that's in service, they knew me from being probably 1 year old, 2 years old, and they know me all the way up until now. I don't have to tell somebody who I am because I have been justified by God. People that know you would tell you that I see the difference in you because I remember you for who you used to be. And now who you are now, you don't look like, you don't sound like, you don't walk like, you don't talk like you used to be. You are different now. There's a difference about you. I can see the God that's in you. Hallelujah. That is not something that I have done myself. It because, you know, I have been justified by Christ. I have been set apart by Jesus Christ. I have believed in God. And because I believed in God, hallelujah, God moved in on the inside of me by the faith, my own faith, and asking him to move in on the inside of me and sanctify me and cleansing me, redeeming me, and setting me apart from the old me, hallelujah, from underneath the law, out from the place of being a sinner, and into that place of grace, and into that place of being in the faith and the blessings of God through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
So right here in this place, we as men and women that say that we are Christ or say that we are Christian, don't you know that there are people that are out here in this world that have not received Christ into their lives as their Lord and Savior? But we have, so don't you understand that we should not be just as the sinners are. People want to see proof. I want to see proof. Now, how is it, hallelujah, how is it that I have been saved by grace, but here it is, I still operate underneath the law, or I still look like a sinner. I still act like a sinner. I still are in this place where I just appear to everyone as being a sinner. How can I convince somebody to trust in God when here it is that myself, who have already received Christ, I'm still in that place just like I used to be? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, every single one that has been justified, hallelujah, every single one that has been justified, every single one that has been saved, you have to realize that you have been just, you've been set apart to do something. And the very thing that you have been set apart to do is to represent the kingdom of God. So in all of you're doing, every single thing that you do, people need to see God in it. Hallelujah. Because if you are doing something right now, and people don't see God in it, how can you tell somebody that you represent the kingdom when the very thing that you're doing does not represent the kingdom? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We are justified. Or even the very thing that you say every single day. Now, if you are in a place to where you meet people all the time, but then the things that come out your mouth, they can't hear Christ in it, then how can you prove to them that you are in Christ when the very thing that's coming out of your mouth, they cannot hear Christ in it? There is no wisdom that's in it, and that means that Christ is not in it. So how can you prove to them that you're in Christ? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the Bible tells us over here in Matthew, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 5 and 16 to let your light so shine before men that they must see your good works and glorify the Father that's in you. Don't you know that every single thing that you do should be in reference to Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. Those of us who are already counted as righteous, those of us who have, are justified by Christ, I want to see proof. Hallelujah. So how do you show proof? You show proof. How do you do that, Pastor? See, we do that through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, people will know who you are. Every single body that has been covered by the precious blood of the Lamb, don't you know that people can see the difference in you? Don't you know people can see grace all in you, all over you? When you walk in a room, you will shine like a light. Hallelujah. When you open up your mouth, the grace of God will come out of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every single thing that you say will be grace-based. Hallelujah. Not based on the worldly, not based on the world. Hallelujah. This is how we know and how people would know that you are right with God for what comes out of your mouth, what you are doing, what it is that you are producing. The Bible tells us to judge a tree by the fruit that it produced. Go with me over here to the book of Acts. Go with me over here to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for every single scripture that you have given us, Father God, to be able to give here in the mighty name of Jesus. Acts chapter 1. Don't you realize over here, according to the book of Acts, according here to the book of Acts, we have to realize that here we have Jesus Christ, who have already been crucified, hallelujah, have already paid the that price for us. Jesus Christ have already died for us. He already went to hell. And here it is. This is the time to where, men and women were called to a great commission to be a witness of Jesus Christ. How many know each and every one of you are in, that are in Christ? Each and every one of you that believe in Christ, that you are called to be a witness here. Let me show you here. It's over here in Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 and verses 8. Acts chapter 1 and verses 8, it reads, let's read 7. 7 says, he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own authority. 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be a witness to me in Jerusalem, and in all of Judea and in Samaria and to all the ends of the earth. My Lord, my God, every single body that is and right with God, hallelujah, you're called to be a witness for God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Every single body that God sets apart, God does not set you apart for just you to sit right there and just be the same. God sets you apart to be on that place of being a witness in him. God had did not die for no reason. God did not die and be resurrected for no reason. He did this for a reason,
Jesus.
So you can be able to draw other people unto him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God did
Hallelujah.
Not give you
That's
all
good.
Of his power and all of his authority just for you to use, just to get a pair of shoes, just for you to get
Jesus.
A new car, just for you to get a
Jesus.
House, just for you to get $300,000. See, God did not give you all his power and all his authority just for you to use for yourself. God gave you his power, and he gave you his authority freely for you to be able to give to those as well. Hallelujah. You have the Holy
Amen.
Spirit that's living on the inside of you, and the Holy Spirit that's
Jesus.
Living on the inside of you have come inside of you for you to do the work, hallelujah, through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus' authority in us is for us to be a witness of the power that we have received through the Holy Spirit when it cometh on you. It's time for us
Amen.
To stop playing church, hallelujah. It's time
Jesus.
For us to start showing proof. God has set us apart from everybody else, so we should not be acting like everybody else. We should not be
Amen.
Sounding like everybody else. You are justified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because that you
hallelujah.
Are justified, hallelujah, we shall walk just as Jesus Christ have already walked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the third point where
yes,
I want to
Lord.
Show you here, church, being right with God. We realize already being right with God, you are counted as righteous as your faithful father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is the promise that God have given through our fathers that we will be counted as righteous. We'll be equal heirs, being right with him. Being righteous and being justified, being righteous is through Christ Jesus. So being justified is for us, is being just in the things that you do. Now, this does not mean that you can do anything. Now, this is not
Amen.
What that means. Being justified does not mean that you can do anything. Know that
Amen.
You are justified, you know, to do what God has commissioned for you to do. It's to be a
yes,
witness
Lord.
Of him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The justification
Amen.
Is for you to be free. Hallelujah. For you to be free.
Amen.
To be free from sin, the sinful man, and to be free too. Now, anybody that was, first you was bound to something that was not supposed to be, when you've been set free, that means you've been freed from, and you're free too. So anybody that was a sinner, that means that God, through the grace of God, that you have been set free from sin,
Amen.
Set free from sin and death, and you have been free to do something is the very thing that you have been free to. I want to show you this over here in Galatians chapter 5. Go with me over here to the book of Galatians. Galatians
Amen.
Chapter 5. What we who are right with God, that are justified by God, what are we here to do? We are free to do something. Give me one second to get there. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5 and 13. I'll read one first. I'll read one. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. This is Apostle Paul. He's writing a letter. He's writing a letter here. And this is what Apostle Paul here says. He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke bondage. Hallelujah. Christ has set
Amen.
Us free from sin and death. And do not
yes,
again
Lord.
Be entangled with the yokes of bondage. Do not again
Amen.
Go back to that place of rule keeping. I'm trying to do good to get good.
Jesus.
Or I'm trying to be good to prove to God how good I am to be able to earn something.
Jesus.
No, don't go back to that place. Because you go back
Jesus.
To that place, That means that you're putting yourself back in that place of self-preservation. That means you're not right with God. You're going back to the sinful man. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5 and 13 reads, what are we are free to do? Let me show you what we are free to do. We are free. Galatians chapter 5 and 13 says, for you, brethren, have been called into this liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serving one another. So that's what you have been called to do, to be a witness of God. Realize that Jesus Christ, right here in his ministry, what he was doing was he was showing us the way. And the way that he was showing us was through the kingdom, and he was showing us what to do. He was showing us to love every single body. He was showing us to serve every single body with his love. This is what we are free to do. You are free to love one another. You are free to serve one another. Hallelujah. Just as God has served you. So you cannot serve nobody something that you don't have. Hallelujah. So if you are not saved, hallelujah, how can you really truly say that you're loving like God has shown you how to love when love don't live on the inside of you? I'm not saying that you're not loved. I'm not saying that it is certain acts that you do that does not, you know, show love. What I am saying is that you're able to serve one another love through Christ Jesus, who have already shown you how to do this here. See, these are the fruits of the Spirit that you're free, and there's no law against the fruits of the Spirit. There's no law for you to be in that place of peace and to bring peace and to be a peacemaker. Hallelujah. There is no law for you to love your brother, love your sister, love your neighbor, and even love the ones that you meet on the highways and the Bible. See, there's no law. It's endless law for you to love one another. There is no law for you serving one another in love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no law against you being gentle. There's no law against you being kind. There's no law against you being forgiven. There's no law against you being prosperous in every single way.
Amen.
There's no law against you being in self-control, that being in control of every single emotion, every single word that comes in your mind, every single word that comes in your heart. This is what you are free to do. You have been justified.
Yes,
hallelujah. You have been sanctified.
Amen.
You have been redeemed. You have been washed and you have been set free. And those that who are free indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Being right
with
God, it means that you are the righteousness of God, clothed with immense power and authority to be able to do what God have already given you authority to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here, hallelujah, here we are. Here we are, justified by Christ through the grace of God. And by our faith, we walk in our freedom, walk in the liberty of our freedom of being free. And this freedom that we walk in every single day, we have to remind ourselves every single day to get into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Put your mind on doing what Christ have already did. Hallelujah. You do this by reading the Word of God daily. See, every single word that you read, hallelujah, through the eyes of grace, every single word that you read, it has a way of getting on the inside of you. Don't you realize that you have the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you? And when you put your eyes on the Word of God, see, the Word of God gets inside of you, and it causes a reaction on the inside of the one that's on the inside, because you're putting inside of you was already on the inside of you. Hallelujah. So that means that your mind is going to go into a place where it's going to think like God thinks. Hallelujah.
Yes,
your heart is going to the place it's going to feel like God has required for you to feel. Hallelujah.
So that
means that your body has to go into that same place of being aligned with the Spirit of God, and also being aligned with the spirit of man that lines up together, and your body will go into that place. You're being right with God. Hallelujah. So be free.
Amen.
Be free, church. Hallelujah. Being right with God. Hallelujah. There's a call on each and every one of your lives. Hallelujah. The call, God is calling for us to be in Christ. So will you today accept this great commission, accept this challenge to accept Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you show proof? Hallelujah. Will you show proof to me? Will you show proof to your neighbors? Will you show proof to the clerk that's in the store that you're in Christ? Hallelujah. That you represent the kingdom. Hallelujah. Will you freely give what God has given unto you? Would you freely serve me love when the time it is, serve me love? Will you freely forgive me when I have made a mistake? Will you freely be in that place of controlling the words that come out of your mouth? Hallelujah. Will you freely be in that place of being in self-control? Hallelujah. Will you receive God into your life today? Hallelujah. Will you confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and say that he died for each and every one of your sins? And by the grace of God, hallelujah, you have been set free. Hallelujah. God bless you. And may God keep you in all of your ways. There might be one today. There might be one that's ready to give their life over to Christ. Hallelujah. If that's you today, will you press one today? Hallelujah. Will you come while you still have time? Will you come? The most important thing that you could ever do in your life, being right with God and accepting Jesus Christ, praying a simple prayer of salvation, the most important thing that you ever do. Now, you don't have to fake and shake with me. Hallelujah. God knows if you belong to his kingdom or not. And you also know if you belong to the kingdom or not. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Hallelujah. There might be one that have already prayed this prayer of salvation. You have already been made right. Hallelujah. Your spirit have already been made perfect. But here it is, that sinful nature, that sinful man, it just keep on coming up and keep on putting you back into that place of self-preservation, put you back into that place of rule-keeping, put you back into that place of shame, guilt, and condemnation. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you come? Hallelujah. God is calling you back into that place of being under grace, calling you back into that place of being protected. Will you come today? Will you allow Pastor and I to pray with you and to pray for you? Everybody has something that they need to pray about. Will you come today? Will you bring it all over to Jesus? Hallelujah. Now, I don't know how much do you know, and I don't know how much that you think that I know, but one thing that I do know, that God is able and he is waiting on you to come to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not to me. He's waiting on you to come to him. There might be one. There might be one that something is plaguing their body. Hallelujah. There's something kind of illness that have illegally come upon you. Your house may not be in order right now. Hallelujah. Your relationship may not be right with God. It may not be right with your wife or with your husband. Will you come today? Things may not be going right on the job site. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you put it all in God's hand? See, everything that's in our hands, hallelujah, with the absence of God, most of the time it will not work. It might work for a little bit, but then it'll fail. Will you come? For the Bible tells us that God cares about every single one of our cares. So everything that you are carrying, hallelujah, will you place it on God? Will you come today?
Amen.
While you still have time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody has a testimony of the goodness of God operating in their life. Will you come today? See, your testimony, it ignites something on the inside of me. See, I might be going through something that God has already brought you through. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Hallelujah. There might be one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you pray for us, Pastor Tavanika?
Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word that went forth, oh God. We ask in Jesus' name that you'll all
Hallelujah.
The scripture take root and manifest, oh God, for helping us to keep our lives sticky. Father God, we are
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord, that we may walk according to your word, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, to help us to come to in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God,
yes, in the name of Jesus.
God. When you multiply, oh God, multiply us with your favor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just
yes,
want to say
Lord.
Thank you, oh God. It's you that has justified us, oh God. It is you that has made us
thank
right,
you.
Oh God, through your righteousness. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your name, oh Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We just call the name of your presence. Lord, we ask that your angels go before us preparing the will, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for your hedge of protection that's around us right now. We love you, Father. We give it all over to you right now. And we thank you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless
amen.
Everyone here in Christ's service. Amen. All that you're concerned about, be blessed in the name of Jesus. At this time, you all, we're going to take our tithes and offering. If you could prepare those, to send those over to us, you all, to Pastor Santel. That's PastorSantell. Through our cash
app,
you all. We need another means of sending over your tithes and offering you all to offer. Understanding where you're sowing your seed, we decree the crop you're sowing in good ground, good soil that can reap a great harvest of God's excellence, God's blessing, and God's favor for your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have
Amen.
A number to send those to you don't have cash yet. You can give us a call at 484-740-5075, which is our number for our direct office line for the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen, which is the number outside of the church line that we have service on. Amen. So if you need to reach us directly for prayer or counseling, you will call us at the 484-740-5075. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Did Jesus make us a ministry for your kingdom? Honor our tithes and offers and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, oh God, it's our responsibility to manage money, oh God, the money that you have given us, oh God, and distribute our tithes and offers and spiritual seed to have nurture our harvest of glory of your sake on earth. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality that your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit kissed generous heart. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. It is you that has blessed us, oh God. And we thank you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, God bless you. God bless you, those who purpose your heart to give. We pray that God restore your stewardship so that you be able to sow and multiply the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that your wealth will not run dry, and that you shall lack no goodness. Amen. Of the Lord our God. Our church announcement for today, May 30th, 2021, here at the Gospel Public Ministries. Monday at 9 p.m. is our intercessory prayer. You will call 732-434-2510. It's our prayer line, Central Standard Time. Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time is our intercessory prayer. Wednesday night is our Bible study. Yay! I like to say that. I love Bible study time. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Saturdays we have our lead lessons. Right now we're in our lessons of God's will. God's will for our life and understanding God's will. We're studying it on our Saturday led lesson. So you all give us a call at 845 on our church number, 277-9213. And join us for our led lessons on Saturday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. The lessons run between 12 to 12:45. So please join us. I'm sure you will enjoy it. Sundays we have our Sunday service, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Though this Sunday we were able to get out at 10 a.m., but we thank God for the 2 p.m. service. Amen. And all that's here in Sunday service. Hallelujah. Monday to Thursday, we have a shout at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us on the shout here at 845-277-9213, where it's a time of praise, worship, prayer, testimony, and the Word of God. Amen. The enlightened, it's a power punch, power, Holy Spirit, power, fill, and receive time of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We're in our 31 days of prayer, you all. We started on May 1st. We thank God. We'll be rounded up here tonight at midnight, May 31st. I'm just thanking God for those who have been on with us each and every night. We've been in position for 30 days. Tonight will be 31 days at midnight. So I'm so excited. Just thanking God for the opportunity to be able to stand in the gap for those who join in on the prayer line with my brothers and sisters that have joined during these 30 days, and tomorrow, tonight will be 31 days that have been able to come and touch in to agree with us. I just thank God for those who stayed up late at night, set their alarms to be on at midnight, and just pressing in and being there on the line so we can come together, understanding the power of agreement. So I thank God as we wrap up tonight at midnight, about 31 days of prayer, amen, touching and agreeing, decreeing, declaring harvest time of God's harvesting, God's blessing, God's favor, provision for our life, and in the name of Jesus, holy and God's goodness, amen. In the month of June, we start our discipleship training classes. If you have not taken your disciple training classes, we will start those in the month of June. We'll send those out to every member. And if you're not a member yet, when you become a member, then we'll invite you into those classes starting in June. Amen. In July, we have our discipleship training classes, you all. Amen. I said June. I'm sorry, June. Discipleship training class. July is our vocational Bible school that starts in the month of July for our little ones. Amen. So God bless everyone. Our upcoming event here with the Gospel for the Good Comedy, which is owned by me and my husband, we present a comedy. We know laughter is good for the soul. So if you can, come on out and enjoy a stand-up comedy, a sketch comedy, bringing the laughter, bringing the funny so all can just enjoy and have a good time. We are starting in the month of June. We're back hitting the streets, and our street ministry is back in effect, amen, as things are starting to open up here in Houston, Texas, in the state of Texas. So we'll be going out as we're led by the Holy Spirit to bring the Word of God to feed the children of God, amen, spiritually and physically, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I do thank God for everyone that's here. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating the birthday in the month of May. We celebrate Dakota Henderson today. I believe she turned 3 years old today. Happy birthday. And anyone else that's celebrating their birthday today or in the month of May, happy birthday. May God continue to bless, keep, strengthen, hallelujah, show you his favor all the days of your life. And then in the month of June, anniversaries, wedding anniversaries, happy anniversary. We pray for every marriage here that's celebrating their anniversary this month. May God continue to strengthen you and restore your marriage to the goodness of the Lord, increase you in love, peace, joy, happiness, loyalty, respect for one another. May you have new eyes for one another in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you all just get ready, pass the best, amen. We'll be turning 40 in the month of June, so we're looking forward to celebrating our
cancer.
Amen. We take all kind of blessings and gifts to him, amen. And so you all join us here June 12th for the play, the comedy show on Saturday, June 12th and 13th on Saturday and Sunday. Join us for more information. We're going there. You can give us a call on our direct church line at 484-740-5075. And I believe that's all we have for today. God bless everyone. May God keep you. Pastor, is there anything else that you have for our announcements?
I believe you got it all. Thank you for it.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you again at this time in Jesus' name, Lord. We just want to thank you. At this time, we're going to release our good pastor's blessing. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all. If it's okay, Evangelist Kim has a testimony she wants to share here quickly, though our time is running out here. on the church line before it cuts us off. Hold on for 1 second. Evangelist Kim, go ahead. We have a few minutes before the system cuts off everything.
Oh, no, no, go ahead. No, I had, when your husband said somebody had a testimony, I had pushed one, but it probably didn't go through. So that's okay. I'll do it another time.
No,
yeah,
go ahead,
okay.
Go ahead.
God bless. No.
It ain't going to cut you off. Go ahead. It's okay. Somebody need to hear their testimony, so go ahead.
Oh. Okay, so when Pastor said someone had a testimony, I was to tell about how I grew up in poverty, and I remember the time where I was seeing termites eating our house, and how I would say, like, oh, God, I wish one day we could have a brick house. You know how you have small beginnings, and, you know, sometimes
uh-huh.
it doesn't look like you out of that situation, and, oh, God, I wish I did this, I wish that. But, you know, once I became a Christian and started trusting God, I saw everything that I dreamed of come to fruition, and now I'm a business owner, and it's like a dream of my heart to become a business owner, and God has let that come to pass. So I'm so thankful that I didn't despise small beginnings, and God is continuing to answer my prayers. So that's just a quick version of the testimony, but I just can't. Trust God in whatever situation you're in, and he will come through for you if you trust him. Amen.
Glory to God. To hear that.
Thank you.
We pray and trust God.
Amen.
We thank you for that testimony. We definitely somebody needs to hear that today. So we thank you for it. Good thing I have my
father
today that's telling me to know. I was just going to ask, are you in a brick house, man?
I'm in a brick house. Yeah, I'm going to say that. Yeah. I'm in my brick house.
Amen. God bless you, man. Can we thank God for you? So we just, I wish we had a brick house. Just, I'm living in that brick house now. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you for your testimony. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. We bless you all here at the Gospel Public Ministry for Prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow, hallelujah, in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person, worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together, that we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our benediction for our very own Pastor Manning.
Amen. Amen. I hope y'all got a little something out of that. And we thank God for being able, you know, to give us a word. And every single thing that you have got out of that today, whatever it is, make sure that we freely give it to someone else that maybe was not able to make it to Sunday service this afternoon.
Amen.
Amen. And I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody say amen, amen, amen. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen.
May
God
keep
you.
You.
Yes, Lord.
We love you here. God loves you more. Remember,
amen.
Satan is defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Y'all have yourself a blessed day.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
One time,
I want to hear him say, well. say it one time. Write my name in the book, call me
one time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya
one time.
One, 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 one. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.